Falling Profits Drag Down Small Business Confidence in October. By John Carney on November 11, 2025. Falling profits and lower sales enervated the tempers of small business owners in October. The National Federation of Independent Business said Tuesday that its optimism index fell 0.6 of a point to 98.2. Five of the 10 components that make up the benchmark declined while four climbed. Reports of rising profits fell sharply in October, down 9 points from September to a net negative 25% after seasonal adjustments, making it the largest drag on the index. This was the biggest decline in the profits measure since the pandemic. For those seeing profits shrink, the usual suspects lined up in order: weaker sales, 33%, pricier materials, 16%, and, tied for third, price changes and labor costs, 9% each. Sales reports went cold in October. Just a net negative 13% of owners saw higher nominal sales, 6 points worse than in September. Hopes for real growth cooled as well, the net expecting stronger volumes edging down 2 points to 6%. Owners' view of their business health slipped in October, with more describing conditions as fair rather than good. 12% rated their firms excellent, up 1 point, and 51% good, down 6, while 33% said fair, up 6, and 4% poor, unchanged. Expectations for better business conditions fell 3 points to a net 20%. Seasonally adjusted, the lowest since April but still well above the historical average of 4%. 13% of owners said October was a good time to expand, up 2 points from September but subdued by expansion-era standards. The share of owners expecting better business conditions fell 3 points to a net 20%. Seasonally adjusted, the lowest since April but still well above the historical average of 4%. Price pressures eased slightly in October. On a seasonally adjusted basis, the share of owners raising average selling prices fell 3 points to a net 21%. Even so, that remains above a long-term monthly average of 13%, indicating inflationary pressures persist. Unadjusted, 31% reported charging more, down 2 points, and 12% reported charging less, up 2. Looking ahead, a net 30% plan to raise prices over the next 3 months, down 1 point from September. Hiring strains persisted in October, with 32% of owners reporting unfilled positions for a second consecutive month, a level last seen in December 2020. Complaints over labor quality surged, 27% cited it as their chief difficulty, 9 points higher than in September and just shy of the record set in late 2021. Labor quality thus held its place as the leading constraint, surpassing taxes by 11 points.